It is Friday, April 12, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.
KUAF announces a revolutionary development in radio technology, adding pictures. Thursday, May 2nd, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me will be broadcasting their show live to the Razorback Theater in Fayetteville. You'll be able to hear and see them at the same time. It's Wait, Wait Live, Thursday, May 2nd, with panelists Mo Rocca, Tom Beaudet, and Paula Poundstone, along with special guests. Tickets and more information available at KUAF.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the nearly lost art of letter writing, plus the nearly lost school subject of cursive writing. We'll take pen in hand to explore both subjects later.
But first, a proposal for Arkansas to use federal Medicaid money to buy health care coverage for low-income residents has cleared a preliminary hurdle in the state House. But it failed to get 75 votes that will be needed to get final approval. The bill was sponsored by Republican Representative John Burris of Harrison.
It's not just the coverage on the scale. We're adding all these other things that when you add it, it balances out. And I think it's a win for the state. It's a win for the federal government. And it's going to be a win for the people of Arkansas that we all represent.
Representative Bruce Westerman, who was originally a backer of the expansion, said while he does support such a private option, the bill did not serve as a sustainable solution.
It is not that I believe that my colleagues remaining on this bill are on the wrong path. Rather, I believe this approach does not allow us to arrive at the goal that I and they have for the public policy of our state.
The bill passed in the Senate earlier this week and only required a majority vote for passage in each chamber. But today, an appropriations bill, which would fund the expansion, will need a 3/4 supermajority vote. It's unclear at this point whether backers will have that support.
Senator Mark Pryor is moving full steam ahead into fundraising for his reelection campaign. Talk Business Arkansas reports that Senator Pryor raised nearly $2 million in the first quarter of 2013, with nearly half of that coming from a fundraiser last month that was hosted by former President Bill Clinton.
Certain residents of Mayflower, forced to evacuate after a tar sands oil pipeline burst behind their homes in March, are being allowed to return home this weekend. 22 families were evacuated from the site. William Mason is chief of emergency preparedness with the Arkansas Department of Health.
At the time of the breach, the volatile organic chemical emissions from the crude oil were fairly high in the area of the spill. As time progressed and as the oil was cleaned and vacuumed out of the neighborhood and out of the drainage ditches, the VOCs, as we call them, consistently decreased.
Volatile chemicals present in this type of oil are especially acrid and dangerous, according to experts.
The residents are advised to go into their homes, to air their homes out, and these homes have been shut up for about a week or so. So we're going to advise them to go in, open the windows, open the doors, and let their homes just air out. Then we will go in, the Department of Health will go in, and we'll monitor the indoor air and sample the indoor air and make sure that the air is safe to breathe. And we have no reason to doubt that it will be anything but that.
Additional families will be let in as conditions ease. Homes at the epicenter of the spill will remain off limits as hazmat teams continue site mitigation.
Electronic games of skill wagers continue to climb at the state's two racetracks. Oaklawn posted nearly $109 million in the electronic casino-style wagers for the month of March, the highest one-month EGS total in Oaklawn history.
Former Fayetteville District Judge Rudy Moore died yesterday morning from complications of cancer. The 69-year-old Moore was born in Fort Smith and served as an attorney for the Fayetteville School District and as an aide for former President Bill Clinton during his first term as governor of Arkansas. The former president issued a statement about Moore's passing, saying that even as a young man, he was strong, smart, funny, and fair, and he got better with age, never losing his enthusiasm for good causes, but growing in wisdom and judgment. A memorial service will be held at 1 tomorrow at the Fayetteville High School Performing Arts Center. Arrangements are under the direction of Moore's Chapel. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals gained their second win of the season last night after losing five straight and winning one during their opening six-game homestand. The Nats won their first road game of the season against Midland, Texas, 7-5 last night. Naturals continue that three-game series tonight in Midland. The Arkansas Razorbacks open up a three-game set tonight against LSU at Baum Stadium in Fayetteville.
Forecast tonight calls for partly cloudy skies with overnight lows from 34 in Northwest Arkansas to 42 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Saturday, a 30% chance of afternoon showers with a high of 65 in Northwest Arkansas. A 20% chance of afternoon showers with a high of 70 in the River Valley. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with lows from 48 in Northwest Arkansas to 53 in the Arkansas River Valley.